I'm Mark Purcell, and this is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU and 88.5 WMUB. Bob Durr, one of the editors of the new Sports Illustrated Kids Big Book of Why, is in the front row with Betsy Ross this morning.
For the young sports fans in your family, it's never too early to think about what you might want to get them for a holiday gift. And there is a great book from Sports Illustrated Kids that really explains a lot of the questions about all kinds of sports. And frankly, it's not just for kids, but it's for adults, too. It's called The Big Book of Why from Sports Illustrated Kids. The managing editor and publisher is Bob Durr, and Bob is with us here on the front row. Thanks for being with us.
My pleasure, Betsy.
I mean, what a fun book. It is divided into sections, and there's a little quiz in the back, which I love because you kind of not just read it, but you want these kids to retain some of the information after they've read it. But where did the idea for this book come from?
Well, you know, we originally had the idea and actually published a book with our sister publication, Time for Kids, also called The Big Book of Why, and that covered a lot of different topics from, you know, the Earth, the planet, nature, science, history. And we really had such a fantastic reception for that book where parents and kids alike were really saying what a great resource this was for them to share information and share ideas. And kids were really engaging and finding answers to things they were curious about, that we said that there's definitely an opportunity to do something similar with sports. And obviously, with my background at Sports Illustrated Kids, I really felt that it was a great opportunity to do something for sports fans.
As I said, it's divided into sections, big league questions, all-star questions, MVP questions and Hall of Fame questions and a quiz after each one. And you really cover a little bit of everything. You cover from gymnastics to basketball to football to baseball and some of the questions that, you know, frankly, a lot of parents probably couldn't even answer. One of them right at the beginning of the book, why is a football not round? Why isn't it round? And you kind of explain how that came about. Basically, it's, you know, making it easier to pass, and it's kind of off of a rugby ball style. But, you know, not every parent would know that idea. How do you come up with the questions that were in this book? Because I'm sure there was a list of questions that didn't make the final cut.
Absolutely. Well, that's really the fun part for books like this. You know, all of us here are sports fans, and we had the privilege of working with a great partner in 1010 Media, who we've known a long time, the folks who work over there. In fact, many of them, you know, used to work with SI Kids at one point on our magazine staff. So we sat around and drafted up some questions, and some were, you know, just things, frankly, that many of us who worked on the book had been wondering since we were kids ourselves, and you know, we're looking for an opportunity to have, you know, some research dig into the answers for. And others were just things that, you know, you encounter as a sports fan. We talk to kids all the time. And you just find yourself curious about, you know, as adults, you realize that some things you just become accustomed to and you take as a given, and you don't give yourself the time to stop and wonder about them. And you really don't give yourself the time to dig in and do the research to find out why some of these things are the way they are. So it's a lot of fun and a big list, and you narrow it down to a smaller list. But there's plenty of material there, and it's just a matter of looking at the world of sports with a very curious lens, as kids do and as adults do. We just sometimes as adults don't indulge ourselves to figure out, you know, to look at the world that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very true. And, you know, it's basic things like you talk about why bats splinter. And
yeah,
that's not necessarily something that a casual fan would know. And it all has to do with what the bat is made of these days.
Absolutely. Or, you know, why is it called a turkey when you get three straight strikes in bowling? Why do we call soccer in America when it's called football everywhere else around the world? You know, it's stuff that a lot of sports fans, you know, are going to find themselves really taking away information from. And what we love about it, you know, we really think at Sports Illustrated Kids as sports is such a great opportunity for a shared experience between families. And so the ability through the quiz questions and through the questions and answers, you know, it's the kind of thing with your kid, you can pick a question or two a night. You can read it together. You'll learn something as a parent. It's not dry material. It's actually fun. The kid feels really smart quizzing you about it, even if you don't know the answer, and they find it out from the book, and then you take the quiz together. So it's really using sports as an opportunity to bond together, have fun, and really share an experience. And we really think that that's what sports is all about in a really positive way.
Very true. We are talking with the managing editor and publisher, Bob Durr, of this fantastic book, Big Book of Why, all kinds of sports included in this. And of course, for Cincinnati fans, there are a couple of references to Cincinnati sports. Boomer Esiason and the hurry up offense. I think longtime Bengals fans might remember that really that was one of the first offenses that went to the hurry up because other teams really pushed that, thought, well, maybe this is illegal. They really tried to challenge the coach at that time, Sam Weish, and Boomer Esiason about, you know, can you do this or not? But, you know, hurry-up offense really is something that we see a lot of now. You know, we watch Peyton Manning do it. But when it was done by the Bengals a couple of decades ago, it was a brand-new thing.
Absolutely. And if I'm not mistaken, they carried that all the way to the Super Bowl.
That they did.
You know, it really is a smart way of you know, stopping opposing defenses from making all the substitutions they like to make. And I also think it really does help the offense get into a rhythm rather quickly. But you have to have certain things, like a quarterback like Boomer Esiason had a really good command of that offense and trust from his coach to be able to essentially call the plays from the field, which is really what it used to be like way back when in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when we worked on this book, we wanted to make sure that we had a variety of sports, a variety of teams, a variety of, you know, great sports cities represented like Cincinnati, to make sure that there was something in there for everyone across the country. If you're a sports fan, you're going to find something in here to really sink your teeth into. And then as you keep going, you're going to find yourself getting interested in sports that maybe you didn't know you were as interested in. You know, some of the Olympic sports, and you know, we're coming off of an Olympics right now where there was a lot of great attention for it. But sometimes in non-Olympic years, young fans in particular need a little reminder of how great Olympic sports can be, or sports like lacrosse, skiing. You know, sports are varied and they're all fascinating, and there's interesting things about the games and the history behind the games, and a lot about sometimes the science behind the games that you'll really find yourself digging your teeth into.
Exactly. And, you know, it really all goes back to, well, a couple of things. First of all, if you can get youngsters to start reading a book, and I don't care what kind of book it is, but if you can get them to start reading a book like this one, you get them into that habit, hopefully, of picking up books and reading them. And anytime that you can get youngsters involved in sports, interested in sports, with any luck, that'll get them off the couch and outside and playing.
Absolutely. You know, those are two great points that we really believe in and have believed in at Sports Illustrated Kids since we started. Now, you know, gosh, almost 25 years ago, where we really do believe in the importance of literacy and getting especially reluctant readers, and sometimes sports fans, especially if they're young boys, sometimes aren't necessarily the most enthusiastic about reading, but they're enthusiastic and passionate about sports, and it's a great way to get kids to read. And also, obviously, the love of sports, and when you're young, not only are you a fan of watching sports, but you're really almost more a fan of playing sports in a lot of cases.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, sports fans, young sports fans are so passionate and so into, you know, it's just like a light bulb goes on for many where they really get into sports in such a serious way. And when I talk to sports fans now as adults, you know, you'll often find that if you ask a sports fan, when were you the most knowledgeable and the most passionate about sports? And it's usually they'll point to, you know, when they were 12 or 13 years old, when you knew every player on your favorite team and all of their stats, and you really followed your sport or your team so intently that you really were just a sponge for knowledge. And at Sports Illustrated Kids, with books like The Big Book of Why, we really want to deliver a package to that kind of audience that they'll enjoy and love and can share with their families.
All kinds of questions in here. Why do high jumpers go over the bar back first? Why do the Oakland A's have an elephant on their uniform? Why is Boise State's football field blue? Why does the Tour de France leader have a yellow jersey? What's a cover two? All kinds of questions in here. And as I say, it's not just for kids, but it's for adults too. All those answers are in Sports Illustrated Kids' Big Book of Why, and it really is a fascinating book for sports fans and their parents alike. Managing editor and publisher Bob Durr, thank you so much for being with us on the Front Row.
Absolutely my pleasure.